Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows, everything that's
Happiness Day here with Dom, breaking that out because we need it. And because we had that great experience with the great Herschel Walker, that guy, you know, you can tell a lot before the guy goes on with you behind the scenes what he's like. It couldn't be. I tell you, I've had bad experiences over the years with some people, but most behind the scenes, just, you know, they're normal pretty much, and they just feel good. They're inspirational. I don't know about his workout regime. I did more push-ups and jumping jacks after that, Dan, but this guy has got to be insane to try to follow. All right. Philabundance is a great organization any time of the year, but particularly when we get into the holidays. And given we still haven't gotten the stimulus money, things like that going on, and given the shutdowns, et cetera, things are very, very difficult. Joining us to talk about that and what we can do is Laurie Jones, CEO of Philabundance, one of the great of these organizations nationally. Hey, Laurie, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for joining us today.
Happy Thanksgiving to you and your listeners, and thanks so much for having us on.
Well, Laurie, anytime I hear you guys in the news or over the years, I think rather than food donations, are we right that monetary donations are the way to go so that you guys can stretch that dollar? Then you can buy in bulk, and you know the types of things that are able to keep and can be distributed easily. Is that what we're talking about?
That is exactly right. We are grateful for any way that people want to give, and people have canned food drives. We appreciate that. But as you said, when people donate dollars, it allows us the flexibility to buy in bulk and to purchase the culturally appropriate foods that our neighbors at need really want.
So, Laurie, what is it right now? What are you seeing right now? I'm sure you're seeing huge numbers. We're seeing that around the country. But what are you seeing that's maybe a little bit different this Thanksgiving?
Yeah, so COVID really has wreaked havoc on our community, right? And so what we're seeing here is 60% more people coming into our food banks, 60% more people coming into pantries. And the other number, Don, that really just kind of cuts at me and really upsets me is that 40% of those people are accessing the charitable food network for the first time. So what that means is never before did they need this kind of handout or additional help. You know, these are folks that are finding themselves newly unemployed, newly food insecure, due to no fault of their own, just because of this pandemic we're in.
That's got to be very difficult because for them, it's a real hurdle to give up their pride, et cetera, and come and do that. And they are desperate. Are you having these lines that we see? I don't see that in Philadelphia currently, I hope. You know, the drive-in lines and all that, are you able to handle it so it's not miles of people waiting for food?
We actually still are having that number of increase. And so we haven't seen the lines of cars lined up because we haven't seen that kind of pop-up distribution, kind of just where people are driving up. But when we have our pantries that are open, and we work in 9 counties. So we're in southeastern Pennsylvania and South Jersey. And we work with 350 different agencies. And so when each of these agencies are giving up food, people are lining up. You know, I went on a Friday a couple weeks back up on North Broad Street, and there was a line. And every time the line ended, more people got in the line for about 2 hours. So we definitely are still seeing that increased need.
What do people do if they want to take the service or if they want to help fund these services? What do they do, Lori?
Yep, we're simply going to ask them to go to our website to make it easy, www.philabundance.org. And on our website, you can find out if you need food. Here's where you can go to access food in your neighborhood that's close to you. If you want to be able to donate dollars, you can do that right on our website. You can click through and do that. Or if you want to donate food, we'll show you how to do that as well. So we'll keep it real simple. Visit philabundance.org. You can find out where to find food if you or your family need it, or how to donate food or dollars.
Lori, how did you get into this? What drove you into this? What was your background? How did you get to be the CEO of Philabundance?
Yeah, my background is I'm a Philly and a South Jersey girl. You know, I'm from here, grew up in South Jersey, went to Girls High here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, Girls High is still there. Okay, that's good. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sure, my wife is a Girls High graduate too. So yeah, we have ties there.
Oh,
yeah.
Then she's wonderful.
Yeah, exactly, yes. And
that's
how did
great.
You get into Philabundance? Did you start with food banks, or what did you do?
I am new to the food bank industry, but I'm not new to public service. Over the course of my career, I've worked in local government, for the school district, and for nonprofits, all in service to other people. I've also volunteered a lot. I've served on local boards like the Horticultural Society that does the flower show and community gardens, as well as with Project Home. So I've been dedicated to community service and public service my entire life.
Well, Lori, thank you. Thanks for what you're doing, and happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for bringing that message today.
Thank you so much to you and your listeners and for your great leadership on this. And happy Thanksgiving to your wife.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.